This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone's coming up with huge Russia news on so many fronts. And again, it's not just Russia. That's all BS. But the fake investigation, the attempt to overthrow the election, the deep state war, Trump getting ready to take the gloves off, that's all very, very real. So that's coming up exclusively next segment. Trump has tweeted, you know, thank God there's still men with guts out there. And I tell you, I'm going to stop right there. You can't make this stuff up. I wish I could tell you everything I know, but I can't. Let me get to a few of these clips I mentioned because I talked about them. We'll play some of these with audio. The original one, then we've got a joke one with Trump throwing an opening pitch at a baseball game. It's Macron getting hit in the head with an egg. And Macron is the ultimate puppet. Sexually abused as a child, brainwashed. This is all on record. And this little, you know, doll that they put in little outfits and that his wife dresses up, that rolls out and then sells the country out to carbon taxes. He is the definition of a globalist traitor, flooding their country with radical jihadis, stealing people's pension funds, raising giant carbon taxes to pay the Rothschilds and Al Gore. I mean, we're talking an absolute piece of garbage. And now they've had 3 days of huge riots. And it's getting crazier and crazier. And he's just on the verge of total collapse. So he just got in a year and a half ago. He was supposed to be the God man. But now, oh, he put his head down like he put his head down to mommy's breast. He got so scared. So let's roll this again at full speed. Here it is for TV viewers. And then we've got some of the footage of the riots going on. We can roll some of that for folks. Let's go ahead and roll some of that. They're very busy trying to get all this off the walls. This is not Islamicist. Burning random citizens' cars or raping women or burning down citizens' homes. They were burning down government buildings and posh, elite, globalist shops. And, you know, I'm not calling for violence, but if you're going to do stuff like that, that's what you really ought to do. Don't need to burn the police cars. You need to burn the globalist cars, the bankers' cars, the liberals' cars. Somebody got a Beto sticker on their car. I would never do this. I'm not saying burn their car down. I'm saying it's the left and the idiots that run around and indiscriminately hit women on the head with bike locks. If you're going to riot, you might as well go around it. By the way, let's roll the footage for TV viewers. I'll describe it for radio listeners. Then we're simulcast. We have the police in at least two different cases caught on video taking their helmets off and joining the yellow-vested demonstrators. Again, ladies and gentlemen, they're talking about calling the military out, but the military is even more pissed than the police. So they did, you know, some show here where the police fired a few tear gas rounds after they were threatened with arrest to try to clear the square. Again, the article is on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Where they take their helmets off in solidarity with the actual French people. Not with the 5 million illegal aliens that have been brought in, who 80-plus percent of the illegal aliens brought in the last decade are on welfare in Germany and France. It's 90% in Sweden. Here, it's only 63% in a new poll, census. Census confirms U.S. Census. 63% of non-citizens on welfare, 4.6 million households, an average household being six people. Isn't that just darling? See, when you got here, whether it was on the Mayflower or at Ellis Island in the last 400 years, that no one was shoving a silver spoon in your mouth at a bunch of welfare. In fact, you were dodging arrows most of the time. Then everybody lionizes the Native Americans. If you wouldn't fight the local Native American group with the group you were with, they would kill you. And, of course, you know, anybody who's been out west and has ancestors in the west is related to Native Americans. Because a lot of times your wife died, there weren't any other women around, and, you know, the Native women were pretty darn nice. And so my whole family tree on my daddy's side is all, you know, hopped up with the Native Americans. That's a good thing, but I don't sit there and wear it like some badge of honor. I'm proud of all of my genetic background. But I can tell you, as someone who studied history and who has got some of the most vicious Native American bloodline there is, that they were not very nice people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
I've been sitting there for a couple minutes talking to Roger Stone during the break about huge behind-the-scenes inside baseball, and I looked up and went, wow, we're a minute into the show. I apologize. I was not disregarding you in an arrogant way. I was just being blown away by what Roger was telling me. There's a lot to cover here. Trump wants Rat locked up a long time. And we're going to be getting to that story from RogerFord.com. Trump wants Rat locked up for a long time. That's Michael Cohen. But for every rat, there is the anti-rat. And we have Trump's tweet here. I will never testify against Trump, close quote. We'll play that clip in a few minutes when he was on with Stephanopoulos. That's Roger Stone. This statement was recently made by Roger Stone, essentially stating that he will not be forced by a rogue and out-of-control prosecutor to make up lies and stories about, quote, President Trump. Nice to know that some people still have guts. And let me just tell the establishment something. Trump already pays attention to what Roger says, but let's just say he's hyper-focused now. This is going to be very useful to us because, you see, we're not trying to dodge your fake prison. We're not trying to dodge your bullets or the cars you have that try to run us off the road or any of that. We're trying to defeat you. And while they're busy worried about their fake Russia thing to discredit the election of 2 years ago, we're going to be worried about other things that are going to devastate the deep state. So don't think with our phones tapped you know what's going on, because you don't. All you get is this info over the phones. And I'm sure you idiots have already figured that out there, you traitors. But if Mueller and Hillary thought they'd give uranium to Russia and Mueller deliver illegal uranium on the tarmac in Russia directly to Putin, and that you'd get away with all your secret meetings with Putin, Hillary, and you thought you'd get away with the sellout of all that, you're not getting away with it. And word is there's going to be some breaking Russia news. That's right. Putin doesn't really want to implicate himself, but I mean that's what governments do. They buy people off. They try to get uranium stockpiles. I don't blame Russia, you know, trying to get traitors to sell us out. I expect the U.S. to do that to Russia. This is what countries do if you're for your interest. But there's so many wheels in motion now, and Trump has announced he's going to go after him for treason charges. And so everyone should just be beside themselves right now with anticipation. But Roger Stone, we also have Mueller withheld details that would exonerate the president of having Kremlin back channel. We'll get to that next segment. But I know you were taking a well-deserved nap. Because you have been doing hundreds of interviews the last 4 or 5 days. Just got back from New York and D.C. I've been calling you all morning about the president's tweet. I guess you just woke up right before you came on 10 minutes ago and learned of the president. That's pretty cool, man, talking to me. I mean, but all you said was there is no Russia. There is no back channel. There is no collusion. So I can't lie about the president because it doesn't exist. Unlike the rat Cohen, who got busted money laundering 15 million schmollies, which he pled guilty to. And so he's not very credible, is he, Roger?
No, he really isn't. Alex, I must say that it's kind of overwhelming. All I did on ABC yesterday with George Stephanopoulos was to say what I've said previously. I'll never roll on Donald Trump. And what I specifically said is I will not bear false witness against him, meaning you can threaten me, whatever. I'm not going to make up lies about Donald Trump to get myself off the hook, which is what clearly Michael Cohen has done. Now, I don't need to get off the hook. I've done nothing wrong. Cohen has done some things wrong, and that's his problem, but it has nothing to do with the president. No, I'm gratified. Now, I have text messages from a number of left-wing media outlets who want to know whether the president's tweet constitutes witness tampering. I'm not a witness. I've never been contacted by Mr. Mueller or any other investigative body. So,
sure, they're just trying to find somebody who they can do a dragnet and find dirt for other things, and then in exchange for lying about you, they get off.
Exactly. But the idea that this is somehow meant to change my attitude, I think my attitude is pretty clear. So I'm honored and gratified by the president's tweet. I like being with a president who's created 4.2 million new jobs, who's revitalizing our economy, protecting our borders, and turning this nation away from globalism. I'm proud to be a friend of Donald Trump's for 40 years, and I'll be happy when this nonsense is over. But, Alex, I've got to respectfully disagree with you on one thing. The Mueller effort is not about overturning the 2016 election. It's far bigger than that. It's about distracting from their own treason in Uranium One.
Oh, I agree.
And distracting from their efforts to, in an incredible abuse of power, to use the surveillance capability and authority of the state under FISA to spy on Donald Trump and to infiltrate his campaign with FBI operatives. It is a crime bigger than Watergate. It is a crime. Those two crimes involve everybody who is
now. No, I agree with you. It's about the deep state covering for the illegal spying they did desperately and then coming up empty. They're totally desperate now. And the fact the Federal Reserve is private is trying to derail the economy on top of it. And Hollywood is celebrating the economy going down. The public that I know is getting really pissed, Roger.
I think people are very angry. And let's remember, the president has the authority to move ahead on those treason prosecutions. The real question, the one that bothers me more than anything, is FBI Director Christopher Wray. Does he work for Donald Trump or does he work for Robert Mueller? Because these raids on the whistleblower in Uranium One, essentially Mueller trying to grab the evidence of his own criminality as quickly as he can. Who ordered that? And the judge who ordered it should be sanctioned because she broke the law. He was a protected whistleblower. But I would say the FBI director has some answering to do. Who does he work for, Mueller or the president?
And let's pull back from this. We didn't just start saying this once you're under investigation, I'm under investigation, they're having congressional hearings, Armed Services Committee saying I'm a Russian agent with no proof given. I mean, since when do you not, A, they don't show proof, B, I'm not there. I demand to be in front of these hearings. This is unbelievable. Now, this was used to take us off everything. And then expanding on that, you have them with Uranium One. You have FBI agents saying we had total proof, but they killed it. You have Robert Mueller killing it. And you have him on the tarmac. This is just ridiculous. It's like, it's so insane, Roger. It's unbelievable. We've got to keep hammering this. We've been saying this for 3 years. Since before we were being investigated, we're the ones exposing Russian collusion, which we're specifically then blamed for because we're the ones exposing it.
Exactly right. I wrote a very long piece on Uranium One, the largest treasonous crime, financial crime in American history. You can see it at the Infowars.com site. Now, the prosecutor who actually covered up the fact that the Russian energy company was bribing people to get this deal done is Rod Rosenstein. It was assigned to him. He was a cover-up man. His chief assistant, Aaron Zelinsky, is the man running the prosecution into Roger Stone. Zelinsky also worked on the Uranium One case. You see the stunning conflict of interest.
Stay there. Well, Roger, we have to invent a new word beyond bravado, hubris, beyond chutzpah. Is this like chutzpah to infinity? I'm going to ask Roger the name of this new thing. We're going to coin a word when we come back. I mean, what were the actual traitors say?
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax $10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Russian agents, the Clintons, Robert Mueller, all of them are specialists shelling out America. In 1955, we had 50%+ of the world's wealth. We were 4% of the world's population. 4% had more wealth than the other 96%. We had a giant middle class, bigger than all other middle classes on the planet combined. And we were exporting it to the planet. From the days of King George III in 1775, they had full-page articles in the major British papers saying we cannot allow the American system to flourish. Because if they let the commoners have land and then they give everybody a license or not have a license to build things, we'll be screwed. We won't control the colonies anymore because they'll be able to make whatever they want. Back then they had laws for the Austrian-Hungarian, for the Spanish Empire, for the Dutch Empire, for the Portuguese fading empire, that you had to do complex manufacturing in the homeland. It was punishable by prison or death if you tried to build a carriage or a firearm in the New World. Now, why do I introduce that as Roger Stone's here? Because Donald Trump understands globalism is a corrupt form of mercantilism, and that it's picking winners and losers, and that we've been set up for failure by design to geld us. That's a fancy way of saying castration, which is a fancy way of saying chop your balls off. You know, your testicles. And if you read Cecil Rhodes' book on the plan for world government that was adopted by traitors in the Blue Blood East Coast, every time I do that, like, Jones hates the East Coast. No, I said the Blue Blood elites. And the British Empire, and it linked up with the Nazis who had the EU plan. And they're all competing for who gets control of it, but they're all building the world government, wanting to be in the catbird seat. So Roger Stone joins us exclusively with Trump tweeting. Roger Stone's here to respond to Trump praising him and talking about, thank God he's got guts. Donald Trump, thank God Roger Stone's got guts. But really isn't guts. He's been friends with Trump 44 years. Plus, like Roger said on the show, I love how he said, I'm loyal. You know, I won't say anything. No, he didn't say he didn't like hold it up like I know something because he doesn't. He said, there's nothing. So why would I? It'd be one thing if there was something was bad, but you stuck up for your friend and yourself. But there's nothing. I know. I've been there. So all you, that's what's so powerful. What you said, Roger, is you said, there's nothing. And again, they couldn't get you with $15 million in laundered money like Michael Cohen and his taxi cab company, which he's pled guilty to. What do you make of this? And Trump saying he's taking the gloves off, knowing Donald Trump for so long, he's a counterpuncher. He wouldn't say he's coming after him if he wasn't. What are we going to see as the wrath of 45?
Well, I think he has the detonator in his hands. I believe that he has the documents that can prove that not only was there a willful, preconceived effort to use the surveillance ability of the state to spy on his presidential campaign, to use the FBI to infiltrate his campaign, but he can show exactly who was involved. And I suspect that goes all the way to the top, meaning President Barack Obama, the Clintons. He also, I'm sure, now completely understand.
Well, let me stop you. We know they gave the order, and to cover their ass earlier, they admitted it in late 2016, early 2017. Then they realized how much they messed up and backpedaled and said they never said it.
Well, Peter Strzok, a text message, the rogue FBI agent, I think, makes it clear. No, I think he has them, and now I think he understands the implications of Uranium One. As I said, the largest treasonous financial crime in American history, the crime that Mr. Mueller and his minion Aaron Zelinsky are moving to cover up. It was Mr. Rosenstein's former top deputy who suggested to Jerry Corsi that he adopt two completely false narratives about me. It was Mr. Zelinsky, who was the chief assistant to the man who led the cover-up of the bribery by the Russian energy company, which was never pursued. And now that's why they seek to bust into this whistleblower's house to try to get the evidence of their wrongdoing, but it's too late because it's already gone to the inspector general. It's already gone to the Congress.
Now, expanding on that, clearly, for those who don't understand business, you hire a lawyer in the local city that's the top guys. Trump owns hundreds of properties in the U.S., thousands worldwide. They've raided a lawyer in Chicago, other lawyers. They go through, see the lawyer's done something weird. Then they raid their office and say, if you say Trump did something bad, we'll let you off. And they think if they get five or six lawyers together saying Trump's a bad guy, that'll somehow look like Trump's done something wrong. There's a separation of powers. They still can't have a real indictment that goes anywhere. I don't see people buying this. I mean, this is extremely transparent.
No, I think it's absolutely clear. Here, of course, is the point. The American people have figured out that two years and $30 million into this investigation, Mr. Mueller has no evidence of Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. He desperately needs headlines. Therefore, indicting Michael Cohen on something pertaining to Russia with the broad but completely false implication that this has some impact or involvement of the president is a PR stunt. It's kind of like the indictment of 17 Russian intelligence agents that you know you will never bring to trial, and therefore it's a PR document. And then you have people like Chris Cuomo stating it as a fact. Well, the Russians hacked to the DNC. No, we don't know that. No, that is unproven. That's supposition. That's an allegation. That's a charge. That's an accusation. It's not a known fact that has been ruled on by a federal court, largely because it's not true. And they couldn't prove it if they needed to, because as you and I both know, it most likely did not happen that way.
Well, they've got to be desperate now because they've come up empty and they're trying to kill the economy, but that's going to blow up in their face. And Trump's not backing down. And you've done nothing wrong. I've done nothing wrong. Corsi's now not rolling over and making stuff up. And they have got to be really, really scared. But let's not be too confident. What are their aces in the hole? What should we be worried about here, Roger?
Well, I mean, look, Mr. Mueller still and his gunsels still like to pretend like they are the government and that they are somehow supreme. My lawyers are tracking the prosecutorial misconduct of the people there, Jeannie Reed and Mr. Zelinsky. So I'll be prepared to make the appropriate complaints at the appropriate time. And these things would all be raised if we ever got to a trial in which they brought bogus charges against me in an attempt to frame me or railroad me because I'm a supporter of the president. In the meantime, Alex, I have to be honest with you. This is destroying me financially. I know the hit that InfoWars has taken over the concerted campaign.
I'll tell you what, I got Stuart Rhodes popping in with big breaking news, only 5 minutes. He's in studio tomorrow. But I want to talk about, because we never really personalize this. I always say, Roger, if you're going to talk about this, really talk about it. So let's talk about it when we come back.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
We now take you live. Most demonized, lied about, attacked, broadcast to the world for good reason. We're
if
over the target.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's how we navigate towards the attack. That's our sonar, our radar, heat-seeking guidance system. We don't run from the war. We run to it. And that's why the globalists hate our stinking guts. Their attempt to break our will is over. And the animating contest, whether I personally am successful or not, will spur others to the fight. The globalists always misread. Because they look through things from their prism, not ours. Stuart Rose is instituted tomorrow, founder of Oath Keepers, former chief staffer, Ron Paul, great patriot, army veteran. He is going to be in studio, but he's running a major operation down the border. But Roger Stone, who I want to support, I've learned how things work. He always just throws out a little oh, by the way, they're bankrupting me and happen to know like $1 million in bills with all the fake lawsuits and the congressional subpoenas and investigations, and to even get a decent lawyer is, you know, like $500 an hour. It's incredible what happens. We've spent millions the last few years beating 15 of the 20 fake lawsuits. So praise God that's happened, but it is, I don't want to say crippling, but I walk around with no Achilles on my right, so whatever. People call that being crippled. The point is that kind of cool having a numb leg, actually. The point is that I said, Roger, I'm happy to do fundraisers for you, but when you do it, let's spend a minute or two on it and say why. So you can go to Roger's Defense Fund. We'll tell you about it in a moment. And you can buy his books and things at InfoWarsStore.com. But it is true. It takes a lot of money to win this war. And InfoWars sells T-shirts and books and supplements. And normally our most expensive products have 150% markup. Most supplements by other people have a 500 to 700 because after marketing and FDA and all the stuff, I don't know why they do it. But they put nothing in the tablets or nothing in the elixirs. With us, it's always 30, 40% off. So you're getting basically 100% markup. And we go 50%, 70% off. It's a loss leader. So we have the special right now, the biggest we've ever done, because we're doing total clearance this year to sell everything before the new year so we don't get with inventory tax, federal and state. Texas brags don't have an income tax, but if you actually run a business, they've got a franchise tax, which is a inventory tax. That's why you hear the car commercials if you live in Texas, you know, where you literally do get the best deals in the last few weeks of January on a car. It can be a $50,000 car, get it for $30,000 because they're going to have to pay $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 in tax on that sucker. So I'm selling everything. You get a free shirt. It's everyone is Alex Jones. Don't censor me with a Gadsden flag, limited edition, free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points, and so much more, InfoWarsStore.com. Don't fight the traffic. Don't fight the crowds. Get great products. And that's how you donate to us. But let me tell you, at this price, this is a loss leader with the free shirt. Because the shirt costs us like $5. It's a nice soft shirt, but it's only printed on the front. That's what's expensive. So you add that to everything else. This is a loss leader sale, but it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for all your support. But the great supplements, X2, X3, Brain Force, Plush, there's so many big deals up there. Take advantage of it today. It's our 12 days of Christmas. It's going for 12 days. There's always one special every day that's 75% off. So be sure and check it out. Roger, specifically, tell people, I mean, just talk about it. I know it makes the enemy happy, but you, I know for a fact, so I don't just believe people. I demand to see their finances if they're wanting raises or whatever. Roger, you know, has not done lobbying for almost 10 years. He wrote books exposing the Bushes and so much more. He kind of got on the outside of the establishment. And so Roger's, what, got one client left in lobbying, and he's got InfoWars. And, you know, Roger has trouble keeping the lights on. So it is a true statement. And we don't want to hobble ourselves or grovel here, but I think if you're going to ask for money, you might as well just tell folks that Robert, you're not going to break, but Robert Mueller has bankrupted you almost. You had to move out of your house because of death threats. That was in the news. So you're not having a very good day here. How do folks donate to you, Roger? And we're going to go to the great Patriot about to jump on a plane, the founder of Oath Keeper, Stuart Rhodes. Go ahead, Roger.
One of the tactics of Mr. Mueller and his minions, his retinue, is to try to bankrupt you. That way, like General Flynn, a great patriot, when you're out of money, when you're out of resources, when you can no longer afford to fight, they pressure you into pleading guilty to some process crime you didn't commit. In my case, they hope to bankrupt me and then squeeze me to testify against President Donald Trump, Michael Cohen style. And I'm not going to do that. But I've already spent $500,000 in legal fees. I'm looking at another $2.5 million. They have dried up my business. I was looking at perhaps having one of the best years I've ever had. Facebook has kneecapped me in the sale of Stone's Rules. Thank God you can buy it at the InfoWars.com store. So folks who want to help us and want to make sure that the Stones have a real Christmas can go to StoneDefenseFund.com. I have to subsidize my own legal expenses. If I could raise the money for these lawyers, and they aren't inexpensive, as you point out. I've got excellent lawyers. They're not raping me on rates, but they're still expensive.
Let's be clear. We helped reboot America. We're the target. The listeners get that if they can destroy us, we'll be silenced. So you're doing a great job, Roger. You'll be on the Warm today, 3 o'clock. God bless you.
StoneDefenseFund.com, Alex. Many thanks.
Absolutely. And I do know his finances. It's not that I don't believe Roger, but I wanted to see it all. And, Roger had to move out of his bigger house, which was not a big house. I mean, he's, and I know that makes Mueller very, very happy. He's done that and everything else. But this is a war. So we expect this. We're just saying, hey, we are your chess pieces in the war. Do you want to fund your horses in the fight? And the listeners get that. So I'm just saying, baby birds, we need support because we're under attack. All right. Thank you for holding. I wanted Roger to finish that. Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, great patriot. So much happening. He's about to jump on an airplane. He's got some really big, huge announcements he's about to make. So Stuart of OathKeepers.org, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Glad to be here.
It's good to have you. Well, you've got some big announcements. You'll be in studio tomorrow. You're down there with your great organization, Oath Keepers. Tell us what's happening on the Texas border and other borders.
Well, we're doing a leaders recon here. I just got done doing one in California. I sent you some pictures of, there's a large vacant areas of the border still, despite the buildup. This is what people don't understand, is that even with the military going in to back up border protection, there's still not enough boots on the ground on the border. Trump ultimately is going to have to call out the U.S. military en masse, as was done back in the day when they chased down Pancho Villa. So we did a borders recon, a leader recon in California. I'm doing one now in Texas. I'll be flying over the border today and tomorrow. And we're going to be putting people in the air with drones and planes and also boots on the ground in all the border states. We're doing a call out starting tomorrow for volunteers, for volunteer pilots and volunteer drone operators and also boots on the ground volunteers, whether they're Oath Keepers or not. If you're a patriot, sign up.
Now, again, as you point out, a 2,300-mile border, and it's already completely overrun. Trump is trying to control it. The UN is running this assault, and it's going to be great. You're going to be flying over the border. We're going to have so much of these images coming in, Stuart. But as you point out, as an Army veteran, I mean, this whole UN project, the mayor of Tijuana, we'll talk about when we come back from break, the mayor of Tijuana has said these are criminals. The UN is organizing women and children. Some of these kids are kidnapped, confirmed. Arrest the leaders of the caravan who are funded by George Soros.
Yeah, the drug cartel, they're notorious. They're like the Western Hemisphere version of ISIS. They sell women and children to sex slavery in Mexico, as you know, and also in the United States. They're modern-day slavers. And so the left in this country is aiding and abetting the modern-day version of the slave trade. That's what this really is. They're taking over. It's a cartel state. Northern Mexico is run by the cartels. That's who runs it. It's the Lozadas in Texas, I think, is the dominant cartel here. And so that's who runs this area, and they're running both sides of the border now. And, of course, all the counties along the Texas border voted blue. That's why you had by the skin of your teeth, you still got a Republican senator. Otherwise, you flipped. And it's because of the illegal
immigrants. And Beto, he got caught funding the illegal caravan. This is a link up with the cartels. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, great patriot, to get not just his view on the border, but his big view of where the...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
They're intentionally leaving the borders open in Europe, bringing in mass refugees. Among them are going to be jihadists who are setting up a future Tet offensive, Tet-style offensive in Europe. And the same thing's being done to this country.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Beside the vicious snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. I saved you, cried the woman. And you've bit me. Heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yes, joined us, I thought I'd play the intro to Stuart Rhodes of oathkeepers.org, introduced that great patriot. Stuart graduated summa cum laude from University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He worked professional sculptor in Nevada, state certified concealed carry firearms instructor. After college, he worked representative Ron Paul's office. Graduated from Yale Law School in 2004, where his paper, Solving the Puzzle of the Enemy Combatant Status, won Yale's Judge William E. Miller Prize for Best Paper in the Bill of Rights. He assisted teaching U.S. military history at Yale's University Department, was a Yale research scholar, and is now writing a book on the dangers of applying the laws of war to the American people. While practicing law in Montana, he also serves as a volunteer fireman, and he founded oathkeepers.org, which is a great patriotic group. So in the 8 minutes we have left, you've got the floor. Tell us about the big announcements, what's happening, your battle space view on what Trump's doing, where we're at, the treason of the Federal Reserve trying to plunge the economy openly. I mean, this is so obvious. America's being given a choice here, in my view, Stuart.
Well, we're running out of time. They're running the clock out on Trump. And so what's going to have to happen, we have a small window where the Republican Party, at least in theory, can still fund the border wall, but we know they won't. We should push them. But what Trump's going to have to do after that is that no funding is going to come out of the House of Representatives. He's going to have to put the troops on the border and build the wall using the DOD resources. And we did it in Korea. We still man a massive border in Korea successfully between North and South Korea. We can do it here. So we want to push Trump to do the right thing with using the military as commander-in-chief. That's what it's going to take.
Well, you've been saying that for a few years. He's now saying it's not a wall we need. I mean, we need that, too. A Constantino wire is better than a wall, right? What we need is troops.
We do. We need troops and a wall. The wall they've got planned, a 15-foot wall would be great, or a 30-foot wall would be awesome. Right now,
why is it layers of Constantino wire? Isn't that cheaper and better? Say four layers of it. When people chew through it, you just repair it.
It can be cut. It can be cut. I mean, any infantry guy will tell you, unless you monitor the barrier, it can be circumvented, including the wall. So it takes both. It takes barriers and it takes the troops. It takes sensors. It takes guys in helicopters as a QRS. It takes a road right behind the wall, as they have in California. That's been done right.
And now that the UN has openly declared war on borders with these new treaties, I mean, my God.
This is for all the marbles. This is for the survival of our nation. That's why, you know, we're going to do what we have to do to at least show our support for the president, to encourage him to go further. And the American people have got to rise up and demand and put boots on the ground with their own.
By the way, I trust you and Oath Keepers, really smart guys to be down there as eyes and ears. But what about Southern Poverty Law Center ADL infiltrators posing as militia engaged in some sort of, you know, criminal event to defame Trump, defame Oath Keepers? I mean, you've got to be worried about that.
Well, sure. We'll bet people. I mean, we're going to rely heavily on air. Our big game changer is volunteer pilots. We've already got volunteer pilots stacked up to go out and fly over the border. That's where you have the best use of resources is to put pilots in the air, to spot report for border patrol from the air. And we're also going to use drones, and then we'll have our select guys who are most experienced, boots on the ground. So if someone's a volunteer, they got the right background, either infantry or police officer, we'll heavily vet them, and only when they're vetted will they be assigned on a border ranch. Otherwise, no.
Can you believe, though, everything you and I talked about decades ago is now mainstream? They don't even debate us about world government or trying to overthrow our borders. It's now just, like, out in the open.
Yep. It's a Clower-Piven strategy applied, as we saw in Europe, as being done right now. It's being applied here. To swamp us with the third world and transform our nation and steal electoral power permanently. There'll be illegitimate power taken by the Democratic Party as a permanent block on power. That's what they want. So to stop it, though, we have to get behind the president, and I think it's going to take our boots on the ground to say, look, this is not enough. It's a good start putting the military down a support role, but all they're doing is backing up the Border Patrol agents on the checkpoints, on the crossing points. They're not in between. They're not out there. I've seen it.
Let me ask you this, though, with all your sources, we have a lot of sources, obviously, down there with us. We've had Greg Reese and some unnamed reporters for their safety in Mexico for 2 weeks. And the Mexicans finally got mad and made the 6,000 or 7,000 go to a sports stadium 40 miles south of Tijuana. They are now deporting hundreds a day and are really starting to put the screws to them to not let the rest of the caravan get up there because they get, for their own country, how out of control it is to breach their own southern border with Guatemala and Honduras. Again, Soros isn't going to stop. What about what Lou Dobbs said or the Tijuana mayor said. He said, arrest these NGOs. They're smuggling kids, man. This is total illegal border crossing. So the Mexicans, even the federales are saying, it's time to arrest these organizers out of Chicago.
Absolutely. I mean, they're all guilty. There's a federal statute against aiding and abetting illegal aliens. It's a federal felony. So I don't understand why it's not happening right now. But what should be happening is arrests and prosecution. Absolutely.
And you're a constitutional lawyer. Well, Trump gives the orders, we now know, and they don't follow it. So this is mutiny. I mean, the low-level people are all great, but it's the bureaucrats. The lawyers aren't following the president.
He needs a clean house. He needs to drain that swamp first. You can't drain the rest of it unless you have a prosecutorial team that'll do your work. Otherwise, you're dead in the water. So he's got to drain that swamp first. But meanwhile, he's put the military on the border, just as we did with Pershing. Pershing did an expedition, a predatory expedition into Mexico, chased down Pancho Villa, and that was all done by the President of the United States as a commander-in-chief of the nation. And Trump could do the exact same thing.
And they always, I mean, Mexico has control of its southern border, or is trying to. If the U.N. can break our border, it's over. And it's not like you're here from some position of hating Mexicans. I mean, your mom is from Mexico.
Well, no, my grandfather.
Grandpa, but your mom's just grandfather.
That's right. Yeah, that's not a racial issue. It's about assimilation. My family assimilated. If someone can assimilate in the numbers, it can be assimilated. Great. But they're coming here, you know, they're flying the Honduran flag or the Mexican flag, burning the American flag. I don't want them here. So if you're not going
to... Yeah, exactly. They're coming here under U.N. control to break us.
Right. They're coming here as a fourth-generation warfare force multiplier for the globalists. It's a military and political... It's a military invasion and a political coup by the left in this country and by the globalists. So, you know, we got to stand up and oppose it. I don't care where they come from. If they're coming here for those purposes, I don't want them here.
Well, clearly they've escalated, and now they use Antifa as their decoys to laze conservative and nationalist and patriot targets, as you predicted. I've confirmed my own self, but also from really smart sources, that the left has a backup plan. If they can't stop Trump, they are planning national assassination basically day coming up in the future. That's why everybody should, who is a major patriot leader, should know. But this is maximum alert time right now. Stuart, you want to comment to that information?
Absolutely. And in fact, we'll be at General Flynn's upcoming hearing in D.C. We're going to be there to counter Antifa. I'm sending some of my best retired police officers and infantry veterans there just in case. Because that's what's going to happen. Eventually, they'll go kinetic. I think they will.
Well, they said they are because they're losing. Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.org, big announcements coming soon. And you're going to be in the studio with us tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
All right, Stuart, oathkeepers.org. God bless you and be safe down there.
You too. God bless. Thank you.
All right. We're going to come back. And we've got a full hour to take your phone calls. And I did something last night on the Sunday show that I thought was a good idea. We have digital lines, so potentially we could take thousands of calls. We got 24,000 calls one time in 2 hours. A lot of folks calling back and back, but what I don't want to make you sit on hold. So what we're going to do is we'll just take the first 10, get them up there, and then not take more calls till they're gone so you don't sit on hold. So open phones and a ton of news in the third hour. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a